This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Martin de Porres. It was Saint Paul who said that unless a person has charity, his actions mean nothing. In 1535, there was no charity in the thoughts of the Spaniard Pizarro as he destroyed the Inca civilization in Peru as he searched for gold. But it was only through the charity and efforts of the missionaries that laws were finally passed which protected the Indians' rights. In 1535, Pizarro started building the city of Lima, which would become Peru's newest seaport and capital. Here it was that Juan de Porres, a Spanish nobleman, had a son and daughter through a Peruvian woman. When he saw that the boy Martin and his sister Joan were dark-skinned, he left the family on their own and went off to his new job as governor of Panama. Later he saw his mistake and provided for the family and the children's education. Martin was recognized to be an intelligent child and was sometimes trusted with shopping for the family at the market. But he often forgot his errand and gave the food money away to the poor beggars. Then he had to return home empty-handed to silently receive his mother's scoldings. His love for the poor often led him to do the same thing over again. He also loved to visit in the church to pray at the altar honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary. When he was 12, Martin decided to learn the trade of a barber. In those days, barbers were expected to not only cut hair, but to let blood, treat wounds and fractures, diagnose illnesses, and prescribe medicines for their cure. In short, the barber was both a physician and pharmacist. Martin learned quickly, and before long, the sick asked to be treated by the student rather than his teacher. Martin offered his services free of charge so he could help the poor. When he was 15, he was admitted into the Dominican order as a lay helper who would do the hardest work, clean and sweep. He was determined to be the lowest in the house of God, much to his own father's dismay, who expected higher ambitions. Martin gladly performed every duty with his entire attention, which brought him to the notice of his superiors, who found uses for his many talents. He was assured of 300 haircuts, and was also assigned to help the sick in the infirmary. He devotedly served the seriously sick, often on his knees, accepting their complaints and sometimes insults with the utmost patience. It wasn't that he welcomed insults and criticisms, but he saw that they contained a grain of truth to remind him of his unworthiness in the eyes of God. The daily commands of those around him were accepted with meekness and humility, for he saw Jesus Christ in each person. He offered every act to God, Mary, and the saints. They, in return, accepted his love and rewarded him with special gifts, such as prophecy, or being able to pass through locked doors to serve those in need at all hours of the night, and the ability to move from one place to another instantly. He was found at times raised off the floor, drawn by God's love, close to the crucifix and the heart of his divine Son. Martin's prayers to God were said any time of the day or night. Even though his bed consisted of a wooden plank with other pieces of wood for a pillow, he slept no more than several hours each night in his room. Nighttime was reserved for special penances, offered to God for himself, for other sinners, and for those suffering in purgatory. Martin didn't speak to anyone about the pain caused by his penances, which were self-inflicted out of love for God. The other monks noticed only his loving smile and his generosity toward others as he was called during the day or night. But they did hear reports of heavenly favors and an eyewitness story of how a devil had appeared to fight with Martin one night in his room but lost. His superiors encouraged him to give up his position as lay helper to become a full Dominican member of the order. He accepted this new honor, but he continued to wear no more than the one habit which by now had been patched and repatched. And he still stayed in the same room, which was really only the storage room of the infirmary. His love for all of God's creation was even sensed by the animals. Once, mice invaded the infirmary and began to nibble on the supply of bed linens. The other monks immediately suggested poisoned bait. But Martin, who loved all of God's creatures, knew the mice were looking for a home. He talked to the mice and told them that if they went into the far garden, he would promise to feed them every day. When this understanding was reached, the mice all left, and to this day have not come back inside. Because of this incident, most statues depict Martin de Porres with mice at his feet. There were many instances when injured dogs, cats, and chickens came on their own to the infirmary and mingled with the daily patients who were waiting to be healed. They would leave again when they were well. Charity was Martin's inspiration to work. It was this which gave him strength and kept him ready to help others at any time. Out of love for his brothers, he would go begging, take all kinds of work upon himself, and sacrifice his own rest day after day in order to serve others. He was interested not only in his fellow monks in the monastery, but in the poor who were on all of Lima's social levels. He started to collect the city's abandoned children and orphans from the streets in order to provide them with food, clothing, shelter, and an education. His orphanage of the Holy Cross was so needed and successful that it still exists today. Martin's visit to the sick was usually marked by improvement and sometimes a complete cure. His sick call consisted first in applying an ordinary remedy and saying a silent prayer to God while making the sign of the cross. Martin was a doctor who first treated the patient with the known remedies and then asked for a miracle when needed. This was true in the case of a young monk who deeply cut two of his fingers with a knife and then wrapped them tightly with a cloth he found, hoping the wound would heal. 2 days later, his hand was purple with infection, and one finger hung lifeless because the nerves had been cut. When Martin was asked to help, he applied the leaves of a herb, made the sign of the cross over the hand, and said that was all that was necessary. To the patient's amazement, not only had the hand healed by the next day, but he regained complete use of his fingers. Once Martin was caught by surprise. This was when he was called quickly to visit the Archbishop of Mexico, who had become gravely sick. Martin was in such a hurry that he had no time to gather his remedies. When he came to the Archbishop, the sick man took Martin's hand, placed it upon the spot of pain. Immediately the pain was gone, and Martin's divine healing powers were discovered to his embarrassment. Martin died when he was 61 years old in 1639. His reputation had spread from Lima throughout Peru. He was respected by all and visited regularly by persons like the King's Viceroy and Archbishop of Mexico, but especially the poor. He was loved by all because of his prudence, his doctrine, his prayers and consolation for the sick. Because of his love and good deeds, Martin is known as the Apostle of Charity. He was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1962. Martin de Porres was ready at any time to help those who not only asked but needed help. Do we set limits on the amount of love we are prepared to give to others?